6. The sixth precept. The principle of abstention from frivolous speech, or meaningful speech. In a passage that occurs more than once in the Pali scriptures, the Buddha lists 32 kinds of frivolous, idle, useless, or meaningless talk in which his followers should not indulge. 2,500 years later, there are, thanks to radio, television, and the press, at least 32,000 kinds of such talk. And it is more important than ever that we should not lose sight of the principle that underlies lists of this sort, that is, the principle of abstention from frivolous speech, or, in terms of its positive formulation, of meaningful speech. Speech can be truly meaningful only when life is meaningful. And life can be meaningful only when we have a definite purpose and a definite goal. For a Buddhist, this goal is enlightenment, which means that for a Buddhist, meaningful speech is speech about the Dharma, for it is the Dharma that is the means to enlightenment. Indeed, it is not so much that the Dharma is the means to enlightenment in its own right, as it were, as that the Dharma is the collective designation for all those doctrines and methods, insights and observances that actually help us to move in the direction of the transcendental. The Dharma is whatever helps us to develop as individuals, though not individualistically, since true individual development comprises an other-regarding as well as a self-regarding aspect. Meaningful speech is therefore not speech about the Dharma in any merely formal sense, much less still a matter of pious talk, as more than one eminent translator has rendered the Pali term tammakatta, but talk about the means to enlightenment, or whatever helps us to develop as individuals. One can say more than that. Meaningful speech is itself a means to enlightenment, inasmuch as it is a communication in depth between two or more people who are committed to the ideal of enlightenment, or who have gone for refuge. That one should engage in meaningful speech to the entire exclusion of frivolous speech does not, however, mean that one should drag in the subject of Buddhism on each and every occasion, in season and out, like the man in one of G.K. Chesterton's stories, who, regardless of what the other person started talking about, always contrived to bring the conversation round to the subject of the Roman Catholic Church. If one is oneself committed to the ideal of enlightenment, the fact of that commitment will emerge quite naturally in the course of conversation, and one's speech will become meaningful speech without any special effort. This will happen, though, only if one remains constantly aware of one's commitment, or of the overall purpose of one's existence, and constantly aware of the direction in which the conversation is moving, as well as of the atmosphere of the gathering. Frivolous speech is liable to erupt whenever two or three people meet, and unless one is unremittingly vigilant, the pure silver of meaningful speech will soon be tarnished by the breath of one or more of its 32 or 32,000 noxious forms. Thus, meaningful speech is a pillar of silver. It is a pillar of silver not only because it is liable to tarnish unless burnished by insight, but because, like gold, it is malleable and ductile, and capable of taking on as many different forms as the Dharma. Like gold, too, it is a common medium of exchange, the exchange in this case being the spiritual and existential exchange that takes place in the course of genuinely human communication.